Chapter 4. The Driver. Any driving situation involves three basic elements: the environment, the highway and traffic, your vehicle, and the driver, you. Of these three elements, only you as a driver can gather information about the existing situation. Apply your skill, knowledge, experience and judgment, and take the action required to safely complete the driving task. While good judgment can help to compensate for lower levels of skill, knowledge or experience, poor judgment can nullify any degree of expertness in these areas. Your judgment is primarily influenced by your attitude when you drive. Emotional aspects of driving. If you are worried, distracted, or if your mind is preoccupied, you cannot count on being sufficiently alert to drive safely. Troubles from home, quarrels, misunderstandings, financial worries, serious illness in the family, personal fears, or overconfidence can make you temporarily crash prone. Strong emotions can work the same way. Persons who have just had violent arguments, or who are angry or in grief, need some time for cooling off or for making an adjustment before they drive a car. Taking out your frustrations or anger while driving on the streets or highways is exercising very poor judgment and can prove to be an expensive way to expend emotions. Worry and safe driving do not mix. If worried, ill, nervous, frightened, angry or depressed, let someone else drive. As a well-adjusted person, you are more likely to be a good driver. You must always act not merely from your personal point of view, but with consideration and courtesy to other users of the streets and highways. Remember, each person possesses a certain amount of power when behind the wheel, because full control of the vehicle is in the hands of the driver. Your attitude at the time you get behind the wheel and the use of this power tends to reveal the type of individual you are. Are you a bully, a thoughtless lawbreaker, a self-centered lane stealer? Are you a reliable, courteous, psychologically and emotionally mature person, prepared to share the road in the interest of traffic safety? Medical aspects of driving. Your physical condition has an important bearing on your ability to drive safely. Alcohol, drugs, illness or disability are factors which may cause or contribute to a traffic crash. Driver age and crashes. One of the most significant statistics that results from motor vehicle crash data is that of the relationship of the driver's age to the number of crashes in which the driver is involved. These statistics show that the youngest drivers, under age 20, have about twice as many crashes as would be expected for the number of drivers in this group. As driver age increases, they continue to have fewer crashes until about 50 to 54 years of age. These drivers have the least number of crashes of any age group. Starting at age 55, crashes occur more frequently as age increases. Drivers above age 75 are involved in an increased number of crashes, but still fewer than those drivers under the age of 25. Problems of the younger driver. Young adults have a desire for acceptance and recognition of their capabilities by others. As drivers, they sometimes find it necessary to demonstrate these capabilities. Quite often, their demonstrations are carried to lengths that exceed the capabilities of the vehicle, the road, and those of the most experienced and skillful drivers. Frequently, such activity serves only to prove the younger driver's lack of ability and results in disaster. You can avoid being trapped in this kind of a situation by 1. Resisting the desire to exhibit and compete. Such activity only serves as an indication of your inexperience and immaturity. 2. Declining all challenges to prove your or your vehicle's capabilities. Such refusal is adequate proof of your maturity and responsibility. Problems of the older driver. Increased driving experience most often leads to increased driving skill and capability. Statistics show that drivers become safer as they add experience through the years up to a point. Eventually, the aging process will result in 1. Reduced hearing and eyesight capabilities. 2. A reduction in physical dexterity and an increase in reaction time. 3. Increased decision time in driving situations, and 4. Decreased attention span and ability to concentrate on the driving task. Older drivers very often do not recognize the gradual decrease in their capability to cope with the driving situation and become increasingly dangerous to themselves and others. All drivers, including older experienced drivers, should 1. Keep physically fit. 2. Have annual physical examinations. 3. Know the effect of medication on their driving ability. 4. Recognize and drive within their limitations, and 5. Seek and comply with a physician's advice concerning their driving capabilities.